Hello, you're listening to CITR Radio 101.9 FM. CITR.ca is the website you can get us on. This is live from Thunderbird Radio Hell. It's a very special, fun drive edition of Live from Thunderbird Radio Hell. The donation lines, the internet is still open for donation. You can donate to CITR at CITR.ca/donate, or just go to the website, CITR.ca, and click on the bottom. There's a little link that says donate. Very excited tonight. We have a live band in studio with us right now. They are ready to start. We're pretty much exactly on time, which is good. Good start to the year 2023. Live in studio with us, we have right now Little Sparky.
Greetings, CITRverse and all the ships at sea. We're a band called Little Sparky, and we're going to play you some songs.
Fine.
an EP a little while ago, and those first two songs that you just heard are on it. And there's a few other songs that we're going to play that are also on it, but these next two are not on it. So, I mean, most of the songs that you're hearing tonight are probably new to you, but these next two are new to us as well. So they'll be considerably sloppier. We'll be right back.
shake, shake, till the beat of the game settles down.
Real groovy and has maracas in it.
Does everyone have their allotted maracas?
Yes. Okay.
The maracas have been distributed. The common area here at the UBC sub-building, there are intense Aikido sword fights going on, and it's very distracting. Like, we're trying to play music, but it's just like, wow, there's battles occurring right next door. So yeah, we've got one more song to play you guys, and once again, most of these songs you've heard are available on both Bandcamp and Spotify, so please give us some streams. We really like streams.
That was Little Sparky, live on Thunderbird Radio Hell. Thanks for tuning in. Do not go anywhere. The band will be in this other studio that I'm in, and we'll chat and talk, we'll laugh, we'll have a good time. That's coming up in 5 minutes or so. You're listening to CITR Radio. This is the Fun Drive finale show, pretty much. I think Fun Drive ends after Radio Hell. But, I mean, you can always donate money if you listen to this on a podcast at CITR.ca/donate. Do not go anywhere, and now listen to some exciting CITR Fun Drive messages.
Donate to community radio. She tucked her hair behind her ear, smiled, looked up, and asked if I've donated to CITR for Fun Drive yet. I hadn't, but I knew I couldn't lie to her. And then she said, well, I only talk to people who use their money to donate to community radio. So I did what any normal person in love would do, opened my computer, went to CITR.ca/donate, and donated to my favorite shows on air to receive some really cool donation prizes, which she then demanded I give to her.
Is one of the donation prizes a journal?
Yeah, why?
You're probably going to want to keep that.
Help me find a bathrobe. I'm so cold without it.
What?
Can you help me find a bathrobe? I'm so cold without it.
Maybe you can go to...
I heard at CITR you can donate during Fun Drive from February 2nd to 9th to get cool prizes like lighters, wine glasses, bathrobes, and more. Donate to CITR to help community radio thrive.
To donate, go to CITR.ca/donate. Hello.
Hey, I'm just gonna come out and say it. I've been meaning to tell you this. I know that we've only been hanging out for some time, but you make my world so much brighter, and I have a really big crush on you, and I think I might be in love with you.
Hey, sorry, the call keeps cutting out. Can you say that one more time?
Never mind. I'll see you in class tomorrow.
Make sure no voices get left unheard while they are talking about something they love. CITR is a place where people in the community can come together to talk about things they are passionate about. This year, CITR is raising money for a radio transmitter, which CITR cannot survive without because it literally transmits the radio. No pun intended. Help us make sure voices are being heard on the air by donating to CITR from February 2nd to 10th during the week of Fun Drive, and in return you will receive a cool prize and will also help community radio survive and thrive.
This is Chris Horrific from the Parts Unknown show on Mondays from 1 till 3. Picture this, 1999, fresh-faced Chris Horrific takes to the microphone at CITR for the first time. At the end of a show that I was filling in for, Third Time's the Charm, hosted by Bryce Dunn, fresh-faced Nardwar the Human Serviette comes into the booth and tells me that I did a great job. Then Nardwar proceeds to talk to me for 45 minutes. I was elated. I couldn't believe it. I was so elated that I forgot that my parking had expired and I got a parking ticket. That's what CITR means to me. What does it mean to you?
Help me find a bathrobe. I'm so cold without it.
What?
Can you help me find a bathrobe? I'm so cold without it.
Maybe you can go to...
I heard at CITR you can donate during Fun Drive from February 2nd to 9th to get cool prizes like lighters, wine glasses, bathrobes, and more. Donate to CITR to help community radio thrive.
To donate, go to citr.ca/donate.
Dearly beloved, 'tis I, Gak, from Exploding Head Movies. It's Fun Drive time again here at CITR, the one time each year where we ask for your support to help us keep local, independent, and alternative voices on the air. CITR has been a part of your life now for 85 years, and we'd like to keep at it for another 85. This year we're raising money to upgrade our transmitter, as our tower is showing its age, so we need a more reliable signal to broadcast our love throughout the Lower Mainland and to all the ships in the seven seas via the internet. Won't you help hoist up a new tower? If you are in a position to contribute, please look inside yourself and visit citr.ca/donate today. From the bottom of my heart, I thank you for whatever generosity you're able to bestow upon us.
That sounded good. It's a good PSA. I should have recorded one for the show. You're listening to CITR Radio, 101.9 FM. This is Life on Thunderbird, Radio Hell. Joining me in studio is Little Sparky, who just played a set at the top of the hour. Is that what they call it? Yeah, like at 9 o'clock. If you just joined us and missed it,
you missed out on a great set.
However, you can probably listen to this on the podcast tomorrow night, late tonight. Forget that. It's on CITR.ca. Just before we get started, just a quick reminder, CITR Fun Drive is still happening. It started last week and it ends tonight, more or less. You can go to CITR.ca/donate to donate money, but you're free to donate money is, you know, next week, the week after, whatever. We're not going to turn your money away. But now, let's get back to the band Little Sparky. Do you want to introduce yourself to the people out there in Radioland? Just say hello.
I'm Matt.
I'm Lindsay.
And I'm Steve.
I'm Barry.
And you are a Little Sparky. Is the name of the band from a cue and not you saw?
It is indeed. And we were hoping to play that at some point this evening.
Okay, nice. I feel like I have seen them. They played... I was trying to look it up, and I think they played one time at the Mesa Luna.
I was there. I saw that show. I actually was living in Calgary at the time. It was the first time I was ever in Vancouver.
I came to go to that show.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm very jealous of both of you because, as I'm sure you can hear in the music, like that band has been a big influence on me. So I never did get to see them.
It's a show.
Yeah. Was that the only time they played here? More or less.
It's the only one I've seen here.
Right, because I couldn't find any. Yeah, that would have been a time where I pretty much have seen every show. And I used to live... Mesa Luna is a venue upstairs, and it's like in the middle. It's like on Broadway and pretty much Burrard. It's like in the weird... Well, in the part of the city that normally didn't have shows, never really did, doesn't have it now. But it was really close to where I live at the time. So, it was a fun show. And they do all ages show. It was a big venue, and a lot of people can fit in it. But and you enjoyed the show, Lindsay?
Yeah, it was a great show.
Yeah,
really enjoyed it.
So
just rub it in.
And why this particular song or name for the band? What's the history of it?
Yeah, I don't. It just kind of seemed like a good band name. I don't know. I mean, I Steve and I were playing in a 2-piece band and decided we wanted to take it in a different direction and add some more people. And I, for a while, had wanted to do something that was just kind of shamelessly ripping off Q and Not You. And it seemed like a pretty appropriate choice to name it after a Q and Not You song.
So, yeah, what is the history? It's Steve, you, Matt, and you were in a different... So what kind of project was before Little Sparky?
Steve and I used to be in a 2-piece band called Double Standards, which was kind of like a... screamier Death From Above 1979, or at least we tried to be. And we did that for what, like 6 years?
Something like that, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was a number of years.
And then,
it doesn't seem that long, but yeah.
No, yeah. We met off Craigslist, and then at a certain point, we were just kind of like, you know, we're kind of in a creative rut at this point, yeah. So let's maybe try something different.
So you kind of like the dancey rock punk stuff, because
yeah.
Death From Above is pretty much, you know, it's like both of these bands, I feel like you get the crowd crashing against the, which I think it actually happened with Death From Above when it was the, when they play it South By, I think.
I heard about that.
Yeah. But yeah, both are very, like, yeah, kind of crazy punk band, but with very danceable,
because,
very
like,
danceable, yeah.
Like, Double Standards was danceable, but it was also, like, very, very loud. Yeah. So it kind of was one of those bands that just, like, forced people away from the stage as soon as we started. So, it was kind of a goal of ours to, you know, have a band that people didn't just immediately go, like, ugh, that's loud, and leave.
And how did the other members, and what happened to the... Yeah, so two-piece, and then it becomes, how did it happen?
Yeah, so I met Matt in probably like 2006 at UVic, and we started playing in bands together a couple years after that.
We were in the Wizards.
Which was a lot of fun. So, and then I knew Steve through Matt, and then when these guys were looking to bring in another guitarist and a bass player, I think Matt probably auditioned a couple people before me, but then I was slid in.
No, you were always kind of the first thought.
We
went through a rapid succession of three different bassists. We had Julian Bravo initially, and then my cousin's fiance at the time, now husband, and then he just basically had sort of other priorities in life, and
being
so
married, I guess.
Yeah, being married.
That's
and
fair enough.
There was a pandemic and all that stuff, and then we invited Lindsay because Lindsay was
I was there.
Yeah, Lindsay shares a jam space.
Oh.
Very
happy to enjoy the music, though, so that's helpful.
That's always a plus.
I understand the reference.
It's good. It's good to bring in a bit of female energy as well, I think. So, you know.
Yeah. Nice. And because while I was reading, just trying to figure this, so you were going to play your first show, Ben, and then COVID became a thing. Is that what happened?
We had our first show booked at Fox Cabaret for one of their 4x4 nights. I think it was the Wednesday night of the week everything shut down.
Right.
So everything shut down on Monday. Mm-hmm. And I think right up until that last weekend, we were still chatting with the venue being like, well, we're down if you're down. But yeah, then like the world ended and we didn't do anything for a long time.
Yeah, the NBA shut down and then everyone else was like, okay, we can't do it.
that was the song.
That was actually that was interesting because NBA was the catalyst because I remember... Because like NBA shut down, and I think the NHL shut down, and then everybody pretty much followed it. So did you play like keep in touch or play songs during
that
at all?
That was pre me.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
So I wasn't even in the band at
that
time.
Yeah, I think Matt bowed out. Like
Matt too.
Yeah. There's way too many Matts in this band.
And Steves.
There's a lot of Steves in our jam space. But yeah,
you're just grabbing people from your jam space.
Pretty much. Yeah.
It's quite incestuous, actually. Yeah.
But, Matt bowed out because, you know, there were real life things to tend to. But we added Lindsay and just sort of throughout the pandemic on and off as the restrictions allowed, we would, you know, keep up with jamming. And eventually when things were a little less germy, we went in and recorded the 5-song EP, which we're all very proud of.
Mm-hmm. But I feel like over that time we would get like we had a show lined up for like this time last year, and then the Omicron wave kind of hit.
Oh yeah, we had a few false starts. So there was quite a few.
So
Steve's had COVID like 17 times now. So
yeah, it's a record. It's in Guinness actually.
Maybe you caused it. Maybe this is all the waves are from. And so the record. So you recorded 5 songs, sort of you know at the closer to now, I guess. And did the song change? Because there was a pause button on things because Lindsay joined?
I mean, we did a little bit of refinement of them, but I feel like the structure was pretty locked in by the time we actually got to the recording stage.
I think they changed a bit, like the sound changed a little bit organically just because we've been doing it for a couple years and, you know, new people coming in. But yeah, the structure is still kind of maintained the same.
Well, and I mean, practicing the same 5 songs for 2.5 years definitely gives you a lot of time to flesh it out, I guess.
Yeah. And you have played shows live since then.
Yes.
I've seen you at least once.
It's
and you played two.
Been so fantastic being back playing in front of people and for people again.
Yeah. And Yeah, how many shows have you just, is it been, what was, I, went to, was the,
are we at five now?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Was the first one kind of weird or just feel?
No, I mean, ironically, the first one, or we had, like I said, we had one false start. So we had something booked at the Princeton with Lindsay's other band. But then, as I said, Steve got COVID.
Oh, all right.
So that didn't happen. But then sort of like as a bookend to Little Sparky's pandemic experience, the first show that we actually had was 4x4 at Fox Cabaret.
Oh,
so
nice.
We finally got to do that. And that was kind of a weird show because like the bands seemed a little oddly mismatched.
Right.
So there was a very strange energy in the room. But after that, the guys in the band Tidy invited us to play a show with them at the vocalist of that band, Rory, is the manager of Between Two Buns, which used to be Bestie and isn't anymore. Mm-hmm. And so we played a show in a burger place, which smelled amazing and actually got like a whole bunch of people out that, you know.
So it's at the place where Besties used to be?
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
It and was it's really still, fun. They and just it's, moved all the tables out.
Okay. Is it still... Is it just a once in a while they would do stuff?
I think
nice.
Rory's kind of...
I think they were the pilot project.
Yeah. they pre-sold tickets for that, and they actually sold out. I'm like, wow, we nice. Have a reputation or something.
Nice.
But yeah, so that was kind of cool.
Nice. Lots of different venues too, right?
Yeah.
They've
been
playing. Mm-hmm. Just like crossing all the...
We've kind of fallen into the Redgate hole at this point. We've played there twice consecutively, yeah. So
it's
we'll
easy
have
to... It's easy to do.
Yeah, exactly.
I mean, yeah, the Redgate is kind of the default too for... for everyone. What is the plan for the band going? So you got two new songs?
Well, we've actually got a whole bunch of new songs. So, I mean, early on in the pandemic, we had basically started kind of demoing. I think we had three of them. And then as various lockdowns occurred, we actually forgot them. But they're still kind of there. So we just have to, like, reteach ourselves that. And, yeah, basically there's, like, another EP... Mm-hmm. worth of songs ready to go. We just have to familiarize ourselves with them. And I mean, my goal would definitely be to like hit it pretty hard now that music is back, because it's a lot of fun.
Yeah, nice.
Yeah,
nice. Why you brought some music to play?
Sure.
Why don't we get started with like maybe a couple songs and just maybe talk about what you're gonna. Maybe talk a bit about what you might want to play.
Well,
beforehand.
I mean, we should probably start with Q and not use Little Sparky so that
okay,
everyone can
that.
Understand what we're going for here.
I did listen to that song earlier. And
it's such a good song. It's such a great album.
Sweet. And what's the name of it? What's the album name?
You know? It is No Kill, No Beep Beep, which I still don't know what that means, but...
And it came out like in the early 2000s?
I think that was 2000 or like maybe 98.
Right.
No, it was 2000, right?
I think it would be 2000s.
I feel like you'd be the one that would know.
I don't know dates.
I think it's probably the early 2000s. Cause like,
it was definitely early 2000s.
Okay. Yeah,
sure.
I think 99 would have been... Yeah. I wouldn't have... I feel like that was like the big band when I was... Yeah.
I think anything before COVID is lost in
this. Yeah, I know. It's only 20, yeah. All right, let's
give this a try.
All right, we've got a little bit of technical difficulty, but that's just because of these iPhones without the headphone jacks.
Yeah, as well.
Get it together, Steve Jobs. Oh, here we go.
Lies. You head to toe, rayon, don't light a match. We look good and we're starting from scratch. Going to a place that never existed and probably never will, yeah. Oh, blue light, basement on a throw down, autonomous zone with it in the lights. And leave well enough alone to leave your contacts at home and leave your irony at the door. Tonight we'll even the score. Well, tonight we mean it. Existential wonders of a modern, a postmodern, a reality, you dig? No issues or motives, no problems or questions. The sexy people and the purity of intention sounds so good that I can barely bring myself to mention. Just a sad, sad invention. Well, tonight we mean it. When we dance. Well, tonight we mean it. When we cry. Tonight we mean it. Drive around and try to listen for something weird. Yeah, you're welcome to come along. Yeah! Well, tonight we mean it, yeah! When we dance, well, tonight we mean it, oh. When we laugh, well, tonight we mean it, oh. When we cry.
All right, and we're back on Live on Thunderbird Radio, held on CITR 101.9 FM, CITR.ca. Live in studio with me is Little Sparky. I'm Ben. Thanks for tuning in. CITR Fun Drive is happening, and you can donate by going to CITR.ca/donate and type in your information. Yeah, there's this form that you can fill out. So go check it out if you are able or interested. If you don't, don't worry about it. Little Sparky is here, and if you missed a fantastic live set from them at 9 o'clock, you can go to our website at CITR.ca, and tomorrow, I'm going to say, maybe later tonight, just maybe do a search for Radio Hell, and that should come up as one of your links, or might be on the front page. Usually on the front page, it lists all the latest shows that is podcasted, and that's how you listen to a great program. All right, let's do a little game that we play on the show, or one of the games that we play on the show. I don't know if any of you, if I was doing this the last time, we were.
I played a game last time.
So, yeah, well, this might be
like
the same.
It's like a BuzzFeed quiz or something.
Yeah, we're not doing that one. Last couple, BuzzFeed is kind of out of, I mean, we might. Last couple times today, it was like all the BuzzFeed quizzes were from, like, you know, like 2005 or something. Yeah. So they haven't really. I should probably.
The before times.
The before times, yeah.
What would you rather do? Would you rather? Would you rather? Would you rather?
Nice.
Extremely easy. Yeah, that was future star Selena. With very extremely easy game, there's a deck of cards of random would you rather questions. That is, some of them are just stuff I bought from, it's like a game store. Some of these were at one point, way like this would have been 5-6 years ago, I posted something on Twitter and people submitted which you are the questions that for the band. You'll be curious if some of these are. This is totally, you know, pre-COVID, so I wonder if some of the questions are like, would you lick a, you know, like a tap?
Would you not wash your hands before going into an office?
Yeah. So usually how we do it is like maybe one member pick a question and maybe ask and choose.
Go, Barry. Do it.
Yeah. And if there's multiple ones, just pick the one that you find the most interesting.
Would you rather for the next year be pine scented or new car smell scented?
Mm.
I would say pine.
Yeah, I'm going to go with pine personally.
But isn't that a really popular car smell as well, I guess?
It's new car smell. I mean, I know what it is.
It's just plastic, isn't it?
Yeah.
Plastic?
Yeah,
like
definitely
vinyl?
Plastic. Yeah, I'd be pine scented, no question. That's easy.
Yeah.
Then you're going to smell like toilet cleaner. So
I think that'll be the name of our first full length. Little Sparky is pine scented.
Is that an actual scent that people would? It's usually for, like,
the toilet. I mean, it's associated with freshness.
Yeah,
so it's
freshness would be fine.
Right.
Yeah,
it's kind of almost menthol-y as well.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because you would, like, I think I have a pine scent for like my diffuser, like in the house.
Yeah.
So that's fine.
Yeah.
You can smell like that.
Versus like
new car
plastic.
Smell. But you can buy, because I know that you can buy new car smell to put in. I just don't know what smell that's supposed to be. So that's
just good. Driving some beat up old 98 Civic. Well, it smells new.
Yeah. Yeah. All right.
Good
next
question,
one.
Barry.
Oh,
thank you. Yeah, Steve, why don't you grab a card there?
Let's grab one of these. Let's do this.
He's really...
Oh, okay. Would you rather have a second-year medical student perform a major operation on you, having all the right tools, or have an experienced surgeon do it with a sharp knife, a sewing needle, and a thread?
I'm going to say experienced surgeon.
Yeah, I think I go.
In the movies, it's always work out, right?
I think so.
It's the MacGyver effect. They can make do with less.
Yeah, I think
they
so.
Still know where they're going. You know, they can visualize what they need to do.
Right.
They just run around in there with a scalpel. I don't like the idea.
We shouldn't slag the second year medical students. A gang of them could be waiting for us outside when we leave.
Doesn't really define how good the second year student is, also too.
It's true.
Yeah, I guess I didn't really have context for what level that means.
Are they top of their class?
Yeah, second year student that was bound to be fell out of the
Need some more.
Second year student who didn't go to most of the classes.
Ooh.
And the experienced surgeon might have like an alcohol problem or something. Or, who knows?
There's so many nuances to this question.
It's a stressful job. So.
Yeah, I think we need more information.
All right. Oops. Pass on the deck.
This one's dumb.
Oh. Oh, you can draw another one if it's really all really dumb.
No, let's do the dumb one. On senior prom night.
Oh.
You have to take your parent or your 12-year-old sibling. Which would you rather?
I would.
Told you it's dumb.
Yeah.
12-year-old sibling?
I take my dad.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You can drink with your dad.
My dad likes drinking. Hi, Dad, by the way.
But you have to bring both parents, though, right? Does it imply that?
It doesn't say what you have to do with them.
Okay. Yeah.
But it's prom. There's some implications.
Oh, yeah. Them, right. Right.
I think choose Matt's dad.
Right, right.
Matt's dad.
Yeah, Matt's dad.
Yeah.
What does he like to drink, Matt?
Mostly just beer.
Beer's good.
Perfect. Yeah.
Occasionally scotch.
Cookie.
All right, next one.
My dad likes Keith's.
So
those used to be the big beers back in the
would
day.
Would you rather live to be 150 or live to be only 50 but never have your body age past 25?
150.
I mean,
yeah, because
it's not that far away from me.
Yeah.
That's only 10 years.
Yeah, we're all pretty close.
You know what? I'm actually going to break from the group with this. I think I would rather not go past 50 and be 25 forever.
Oh.
So you would happily live in like the Logan's Run type world. You're like, yeah, I'm 50
I mean, at a certain point, there's just kind of diminishing returns. So.
But like, you hit 150, and like, that's at least 100 years in the future. So technology is going to be so advanced, they could probably just like fix your
That's a very optimistic view of the future, Steve.
Yeah, Zuckerberg's going to figure out this metaverse thing.
Oh, man.
Laughing when that happens.
Yeah, 50 years, a bit too close for comfort for me here. So I think I'm going to have to pick the other one. Yeah.
So we're all decided? Oh, except for Matt.
Except for me, yes. I'm the rebel.
Well, we can hang out.
We'll remind you in geriatric home.
Just pour one out
and
on
I'll see the rest of you in hell.
At that time, we were on like CIT.
All right. Well, I'll do a final one. It'll be I will pick one, and then we'll play more music.
Sure.
Or if you have any, let's see here. None of these are that exciting. It's kind of like a lottery question. Would you rather get 2 weeks of paid vacation each year or get 6 weeks of paid vacation per year but not to be allowed to travel anywhere? This feels like an American question. Because So you get two weeks of paid vacation. I know. And then or 6 weeks of paid vacation per year but not allowed to go anywhere.
It's like a staycation.
Yeah, I'd take the 6 weeks.
Yeah,
yeah, 6 weeks is nice.
You can just like hang out on your house. That's okay.
Well, what's the limits? Can you leave the province?
Yeah.
City? Are you housebound?
Depends on what you mean by travel.
Stay in the office.
They strap you to a chair for 6 hours. Yeah.
My sister just texted and said, "What the hell? I want to go to prom." So obviously we shouldn't have taken my dad.
No. Your sister was an option, though.
Well,
12-year-old sibling.
High class.
Yeah, so
her at 12 years old. Is that a good option?
Yeah, sure.
Yeah, I'll change my answer on that one. Max 12-year-old sister.
Oh, no.
I don't know, man. That's kind of getting into creepy territory.
I made my choice.
Sorry, man.
Are you going to get a text from your parents? They also want to go to prom.
They've been texting the whole time. They're very excited.
do you guys do prom here? Is that a thing?
We did grad.
I didn't go to prom.
Okay, but do you call it prom?
I think it's different in the provinces.
Yeah.
Okay.
In Calgary, we called it grad.
In Quebec, it's like a bon MLE or something.
I feel like it's both everywhere. I don't know.
I think it just depends where you are.
Yeah.
It's grad where I'm from.
Nice. All right.
I didn't bring my dad.
I also did not bring my dad. My brother really came to my graduation party.
Did he?
He just showed up.
For the beer?
But he was in pictures of my grad class at the party. He's just there.
He's in pictures that you weren't in.
So, like, is he younger or older?
He's older than me.
Like, by a lot?
Like, 2 years.
Yeah. That's not too bad.
It's still like, why?
But it is like a school party, or is it like a, like you guys throw?
It's like a school, but I guess a class event.
Class event.
Yeah.
Maybe he's like Matthew McConaughey in, that movie. He's just like hanging around.
I mean, that's not a great look.
it's not at all.
Before,
but if you look like Matthew McConaughey, it's less creepy, I guess.
You're talking about Reign of Fire? Yeah.
Before we review too much family secrets and get all your relatives listening mad or whatever or excited. let's move on. Well, before we go too much further, maybe let people know how they can listen to your music on.
So on Bandcamp is probably the one that I will hype the most because I don't really like Spotify. And if you listen very carefully, you can hear Steve Mann sitting in his living room muttering about how Bandcamp is not a perfect platform either.
But, drinking his whatever that he's drinking.
Yeah, exactly. I think it's littlesparkyband.bandcamp.com.
With two E's. The Sparky.
Yes. Sparky.
Yeah. Not Sparky. Yeah, with a Y. That would be the...
Barry and I have now been in two bands that had unusual spelling of things, and it always makes it a real pain if we're, trying to get on, like, a marquee or some sort of listing because, with Wizards, it was always spelled, like, Wiseers and all sorts of weird stuff like that.
Yeah, at least this one, people can't really mispronounce it, you think, as easily.
No,
whereas Wizards, you could kind of go like, because it's sort
why
of...
Why is there?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and then they can do the really z at the end. Mm-hmm. Maybe play a few more songs, and we'll come back. This is Little Sparky.
Got a Test Tube by Despistato.
Is that another match?
Thank you.
And that was
Moving Units.
That's the name of the band?
Yes.
Okay. And what's the name of the song?
Between Us and Them.
Okay. I don't know that band. Tell me about
I just really, really like that bass line a lot. It's, again, from like the early 2000s, came out around then. And it's just one of those songs that's released. I always go back to it. I never really lost favor of it. You know, sometimes things are in fashion. Still, it's always on one of my playlists.
We've been really trying to emphasize the angular dance part tonight. It's been very consistent.
Are there any current bands out there that you think that's that has the spirit of angular dance?
I saw Lones a while ago. I think they're from Abbotsford. I can't remember.
Yeah,
exactly.
They played on the show a couple.
They've got a bit of that sort of like groove going.
Yeah.
I dig their scene.
Nice.
We were going to, they were actually on the same bill for 4x4 just as the pandemic was starting. So if there's anyone from Lones here, we'd still like to play that show at some point.
Nice. Or maybe you can play in Abbotsford.
Yeah, actually, Steve and I played in a garage in Abbotsford at one point, and
fun.
Yeah, it was a pretty good show.
Yeah.
Nice.
The Abbey kids know how to rock. Yeah.
Is it one of the many carports that people played in?
It was a carport. It was cold.
I remember it was a good crowd.
Yeah.
Miss house shows. I've been to one of those in forever.
Vancouver doesn't seem to have a lot of house shows. I'd like there to be more house shows.
That was kind of my question, because I feel like there used to be a lot. Is it just that I'm not getting invited anymore?
I feel like we've seen some of that on Instagrams, wouldn't we?
Yeah.
But maybe it's being posted on Snapchat or TikTok or something. Yeah.
There was a while like a there, I remember, there was a house over by like Victoria Drive, or maybe it was Nanaimo. It was out there in East Van, and like every 2 weeks they would have like 6 or 7 bands in the basement. And I was so drunk at that house so many times.
I don't know of it. Is it closer to like Hastings, or is it closer to the numbers
in the direction of Kingsway?
Right.
Not quite that far though.
Right. Well, if you have an illegal house show, please post it everywhere and let us know.
Little Sparky wants your illegal house show.
Yeah. So yeah, send a message to Little Sparky at Bandcamp
or on Instagram.
Yeah.
Like Instagram.
Oh yeah.
Or at least I do.
And yeah, I mean, would you rather play a house show? I'd rather play a house show when it's colder than it's really hot. And
Oh, yeah, no. Yeah. Hot's bad. Yeah. Hot, sweaty.
Too sweaty, yeah.
I can only take off so many layers before it becomes criminal.
Start peeling your skin off.
Now, that's getting into Clive Barker territory.
And what kind of, like, for your songs, going back to some of your music, what is inspiration for some of the lyrics and stuff? What do you write about?
So I'm really bad at writing lyrics. Yeah. I think of myself as a guitarist before a lyricist. So often it's a certain degree of kind of free association, and a little bit of me fuming at my inability to write things.
Okay.
Like if you actually listen to the words, there's a lot of me just like berating myself about stuff.
And are you good at remembering what you wrote?
Yeah, well, I usually, like, as something that actually works in a song spews out of my brain in the shower one morning, I'll write it down in my, like, notes in my phone, and so I don't really have to remember it too much.
Nice. Little Sparky, live on CITR, live on Thunderbird Radio Hell. Just another reminder, if you're just joining us, you can listen to the podcast of the show later tonight on CITR.ca. It should be on the front page. Just look for a thing that says Little Sparky with two E's. Also, the fund drive is going on. CITR.ca/donate is where you can donate if you are able. Any amount, very little, very much, all good. You can do that on the internet. And there's actually a show at the Red Gate that is the CITR fund drive finale party. So if you can go to that, or you can stay and listen to the show. Or do both. I don't know. Yes, Little Sparky on CITR. Maybe we'll finish off with some more music.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, so you got a few more songs.
Yep. Next up, it's Ka Viewing by Erase Errata.
Oh, I remember that.
Yeah, I wanted to have a little bit of that.
I'm glad that I come still sad. but yeah, I'm gonna catch up. Yeah!
what do we play? What do we play?
Booking ended it with More Q, Not You. That was that last song.
Ah.
Yeah, we played Cav Ewing by Erase Errata, Positive Tension by Block Party, The Blood of an Englishman by Castro Valva, and then finish it with The More I Get, The More I Want by Q and Not You.
And Lindsay, so you just remember something that Q and Not You did at the show at the Mesa Luna? Stealing plants?
No. I mean, it's not a great retelling of the story, but I certainly recall a moment where the singer like picked up a potted plant, like a large potted plant, and was dragging it across the stage singing. I really wish I could remember what the song was.
I feel like the we fact need to get a bunch of like fake plants and have them on stage with us at all times.
The fact that you remember, that's pretty good, because that show would have been like, I don't know, 15, 20 years ago.
Forever.
Yeah. So, yeah, that's good. Little Sparky, live from Thunderbird Radio Hell. Thanks so much for being on the program.
Thank you for
playing on the
us.
Show.
Yeah, thanks for having us.
A lot of fun.
Very
exciting for
any,
us.
Any final words? Say hi to you.
I got the URL for our Bandcamp wrong, so it's not Little Sparky Band. It's just Little Sparky with two E's .bandcamp.com.
Okay. The other band is a total. It was a jazz.
I can get it. There's a band in the Bandcamp.
Yeah.
Well, and then like our Instagram is little.sparky.band. So
I think if you do Little Sparky Vancouver Band, it probably shows up, I would assume.
Interestingly, if you spell it there right. are no other bands that have sort of leaned into the Little Sparky thing. I'm always worried that there's going to be like another one in like, I don't know, Florida or something. But
like a Q and Not You cover band.
Yeah. I got a Q and Not You t-shirt a while ago. I found a place that makes them. And like... just the fact that the letters on it are like Q and I'm like, oh, this shirt is in a modern political context not going to go well.
Oh, right.
So I'm a little hesitant to wear it.
You know what? I didn't even think of it until until she mentioned it. Well, I'm not never playing that again on the show.
You just don't wear the t-shirt.
Yeah. yeah, thanks so much for being here. I'd like to thank Jay Arner for being the sound technician engineer tonight. You can see Jay as the drumming for Tough Age this coming Monday at the Ducks Limited show at the Wise Hall. And then he will also be drumming for Big Rig across the country, well, parts of Winnipeg to here in with Always. So
very busy fellow.
Yeah, so hello. Yeah, hello. Hi, Jay. Bye, Jay.
Bye-bye.
And yes, fun drives still happening. You can go to CITR.ca/donate. That is where all the excitement is. If you're able to, feel free to donate. If you're not, no worries. Just check out the page and take a look at the merch. There's like interesting prizes, swag this year. Not like the normal stuff. I think there's like wine glasses. I think in the past it's always like coffee cups, and so that's a bit different. And I forgot what the other prizes are already. So I am. But yeah, go to the website and you can look it up. Maybe just very quickly, because I feel like it's a little bit different than the usual. Oh, like a lighter, like a cigarette lighter, which is one of the first prizes. So if you want to burn something down, and then there's like if you want to donate like
yeah,
ooh.
If you donate $500, you get like a bathrobe that says CITR. So you know if you want a bathrobe,
it's for that prom night with your dad.
Yeah, exactly. Maybe. Coming up next is Copy and Paste. Do not go anywhere. Stay around for Copy and Paste. This has been live from Thunderbird Radio Hell. Happy fun drive. Woo!
Woo! Woo!